Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm your girl, Just Pam.
I'm Big Dude.
Big Dude, Big Boogie.
Yeah, why Big Boogie, you, Big Dude.
Why both. They call you that?
Which one?
Big both. Dude, Big all Boogie, them. Why?
Right.
Big Dude, like I call myself that because I can handle anything that come my way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like anything negative, all publicity, good publicity. So I'm taking it. You
okay. Know what
I'm saying? So I can handle anything that come my way. God bad on me.
Have you had some bad publicity, you feel like?
Yeah. At first, when I first came in the game, because I cared what people say about me.
Mm-hmm.
But now, fuck them though.
Fuck them.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm getting money now. Fuck them.
That's a good space to be in.
That is
you know what
space.
I realized? When you don't have money like that, you care more. And then once you get to the money, you like, I'm doing something right. Like,
yeah,
I'm figuring it out. So,
yeah, if they ain't hating, it's over. You need to go back in the house.
Mm-hmm. But it takes sometimes a while to get to that part, like where you stop caring. And no matter what, every now and then you'll have a lapse where you care. You'll be like, I'm going to say something back.
I mean, that's if you want to be funny with them, if you want to troll with them, that's if you got time.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? But other than that, like, shit, I'm going to stun every time.
Mm.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm popping their time. They will make them mad. Like, and they talk more, and I'm gonna keep doing it.
Now, you're from what part of Louisiana are you from originally?
Tallulah.
Okay, and then now but people identify you from Memphis.
Uh-huh.
So, how old were you when you moved to Memphis?
Like 12.
Okay, that's enough time.
Yeah.
To have both of those, like you know.
Yeah, because like Louisiana, I was really young, elementary wise. You feel what I'm saying? But Memphis. Middle school, high school, then it went all the way up. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
I got in Memphis like 2010, and I left Memphis like 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay, like not that long ago.
Right.
And that's a critical time in your life, though. So until you were 12, would you say that, were you like a sheltered kid? Were you outside? Were you like...
I was outside.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, I was outside. I was trying to see what my next move was, how I was gonna give me a bankroll, because I was cutting her too.
Okay, that young?
Yeah, I was cutting her too.
Listen, growing up, the guys that cut hair was the ones,
because yes,
they always was making money.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some things with you now. Mental Healing, that song was one of the first songs that we heard from you, me personally, that went really, really viral.
Yeah.
And that was a powerful song, mm-hmm. you know, for you to decide to do. Because I think sometimes it's hard for people to discuss things like therapy, things that you've been through, yeah. trauma that you might have had. What made you decide to do that? What was that night like when you said, let me write this?
I really don't know. But what I tell people, though, I feel like God just gave me that message just to pass out to people that needed to hear it. So I don't got no reason why I made that song. So I feel like
it just came to you.
It just came to me. So I don't know where that song come from, what made me do it. I don't know. So I'm going to say that right there.
Yeah.
And right now it's at 100 million.
Nice. I mean, that's wild, but that's real because I feel like it's a message people need to hear.
Yeah.
Because somebody might not look at you and be like, oh, you know, he goes through what I go through. You said you'd be crying to yourself.
Yeah.
And that's not an easy thing for guys to admit.
Yeah. I mean, when you got a good heart, you just, because I wear my heart and my feelings on my sleeve. So I'm a heart to heart person. I ain't going to lie. And I'm down to earth too. So, and I'm genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So if I love our bun, I'm off top. I love you off top. Like, you feel what I'm saying? But I ain't no give up person. I ain't gonna save for life and go do weird shit. Like, nah, I'm with you forever. Mm-hmm. You gotta fuck up.
Do women feel like that about you? Like women you've dated in the past? Because guys,
all them left though.
Huh?
All them left though.
They left you, but why?
I feel like, cause I ain't really just got into the relationship shit like that back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was just getting to get with a girl, be with her like one to two years, be with
that's,
this one, like,
that's
you know what I'm saying?
Like,
long as I've been with a girl, like 5 years.
Is that your daughter's mother?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, so that was like my first love, but it's like every female that, like, some believed in me, but some didn't.
Yeah.
So I was just being a nigga. I was just, you know what I'm saying? I'm growing up, dealing with people. I had my multiple shares. I tried to be relationship wise, and you know what I'm saying? But
When did you have your first? Tell me, who was your first girlfriend? Like, how old were you when you had a first official?
Man, it was 2015. I was like 17.
Look at that!
I was
smile
a love
too.
You
was
2015.
Nah,
was
gone.
17.
Gone. Wow. I smile anyway. Yeah, but I'm just behind heaven. Though,
it was a little twinkle in your eye when you was thinking about that
blah,
one.
Blah blah blah.
Tell us about it. What happened?
I mean, sometimes you outgrow people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I ain't say I outgrowed her. She ain't outgrow me. We ain't together. You feel right. what I'm saying? It didn't work.
That was your 5-year relationship back then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5 years is a long time. Did you ever cheat?
No. No, I ain't. I'm not here now. I was the type of young nigga walking around. I'm talking to the next girl by my girlfriend. And I'm sitting in class, skipping class. I used to skip class a lot. So I used to go on people's class, just sit around, just talk about her.
Aww.
And all the girls just sit around, just listen. They were like, you really a little boog? Ooh. I'm like, yeah, woo, woo, all that. Ben, but I'm grown now, though.
I'm grown now, though.
She be trying to spin the block.
Now's the time.
Now. She be trying to spin the block.
Yeah, it's time for her to make
it. Nah.
She ain't hate big
Are y'all
head.
Friends
you
on Instagram? Or...
Yeah, she cool. Yeah, she cool. We don't, you know.
Yeah.
She cool. That's all I can say.
She cool.
I ain't spending the block, but mm-hmm. she cool though. She cool people.
17 years old, a 5-year relationship is actually quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm. I think that'll break you in.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit like that. It'll break you into the real love life. Some I don't know.
So when did you lose your virginity?
Man. When I was like 15.
Okay.
15. Mm.
15 years. Gigi, why you said him like that?
I thought he was going to say younger.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? You know, you big dude. I just thought that you was, you know what I'm saying?
Blah, blah, blah.
Did you know what you were doing at 15?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How?
She don't watch a porn.
Okay.
My everybody sleep, turn the TV on, porn, turn the volume down.
Had a remote ready for the back, the Nickelodeon, and somebody wake up.
No, I know ain't nobody waking up. I'm locking the door. So the volume down, watching porn. I'm lit. I'm learning some shit.
I still watch porn with the volume down.
Why?
Right now?
Yeah,
it don't for have what? The same effect without.
Yeah, you don't feel like the hearing the noise.
Right, like,
and stuff
not,
is
like
part
like
of it?
No, you gotta have the volume up now though. You
it
gotta
might be on too.
You gotta hear it.
But I gotta hear it.
Well, sometimes I'll be sneaking and playing with myself in the house when there's other people there, so I'll be having the volume down. So
damn, you couldn't hold
it.
Off?
That's no.
When you watch on your phone or on
yeah.
the... Okay.
When you need to, you know, have that stimulation release, then you got to stimulate to release.
So you put yourself in that mood?
Yeah. I can just wake up and just have like a little...
And be like, yeah, little shutter.
Let me rub one out real quick before I start my day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what kind of porn like do you watch now? If what's your category?
Shit.
Shit.
No.
No.
Nah.
No scat fantasies
okay,
over here.
Sorry,
yeah, I don't watch them DVDs porn and shit. I don't do that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's an app on my phone. I be watching.
What's the app?
Pornhub.
Okay. Don't look at me. There's plenty of apps.
You can use it. You be watching porn?
I don't watch
Wait,
porn.
Wait, the actual
on my phone.
App? I go to Pornhub.com. It's an app.
It's an app, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You get better videos with the app?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I got to download the app.
Yeah, you see everything. Literally, you see everything. It ain't no shortcuts. This shit grown folks on this junk.
Wait, what's your favorite category? Because you bypassed that
You
question.
Skip that.
Yeah.
Like when you go and search, what you searching? Big booty.
Yeah, I like back shots. I gotta see how the wave is.
Back shot.
How
the wave
you
is.
Feel me?
Yeah. So that's what you're known for too, with back shots. Like if
why would I be known for that?
No, I'm saying with the ladies, is that your favorite position, or you just like to watch that in porn? Sometimes
nah,
porn...
I that's my favorite position. I love yeah, back shot. I love giving them junk. they lie to them. You stand on them feet, camels get tight. You doing your thing, you know. She can't run nowhere. So you know,
she can't run nowhere.
She can't run
Where's
nowhere.
She going?
Are you when you have sex, are you a gentle person or are you more rough?
I'm a making love person.
Okay.
I ain't like I know how I feel to go and get you a little quickie on woo, but you don't really get the feeling of a quickie.
Ain't
though.
There.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be gentle, you gotta real deal, cherish your girl body though. You know what I'm saying? You aren't supposed to make love to every motherfucker.
Right. Your
you know
girl.
What I'm saying? Like your girl, like your bitch, like you gotta go on, cherish everything. Like it's like that.
I love when guys be like, yo, bitch.
Yeah, like, cause that's my little shit.
That's
like,
my
yeah,
little shit.
That belong to me.
That's
so you
right
do
there.
Four so you're good, like you do foreplay for a while. Like,
I listen to music and everything.
Wow.
Like, playlist.
Yeah, like my like
Listen,
yeah,
let me tell you something. This good coochie will appreciate a good playlist. You hear me? You took the time out to think about
playlist,
songs.
But you know what else you'd be thinking? Who else did he use this playlist with?
Man, fuck all that.
We
in the moment.
I need this shit, gotta have my name.
This my playlist.
But you
today.
Gotta look at it though, like once you got that time right there and y'all know y'all gym, y'all fuck with each other, and y'all both turn each other on like that. It's like that. Like
all right, let's talk about the playlist. What's on it?
I was about to ask that.
I ain't gonna lie. for me personally, I put on the Hours and Hours. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite song.
Money Long?
Love it.
Okay. That is
love
an amazing
it.
Song. Because
there's already a woman vibe.
Mm-hmm.
The woman already, she love everything
That's
about
a
this
classic.
Song.
Yeah.
And it's hours. Listen to what she's saying. She's mm-hmm. saying she can do anything with you without mm-hmm. for hours.
Just talk. Yeah.
But
talk
it's like,
hours.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes them conversations like, get you locked in. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just got to show your person. Like, damn, I'm finna cherish you. Like. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of way you do it.
I don't think I want back shots. Listen to that. That's right. Not, that ain't back shot music.
Taking back shots.
Shit.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you gonna get slow back
that's
shots.
That's definitely
no,
back shot music.
No,
that's
it's the vibes.
Back.
It's the vibes.
That's throwing back shots.
It's the vibes.
Okay.
Some niggas can't fuck now. Some niggas just get their nuts off. Oh, okay, I just
no.
He want to throw it on the belt. Mm-hmm. I fucked her. No, you gotta make love to that lady. She won't ever go
gotta
nowhere.
Make love to that lady.
She won't ever go nowhere.
I like her and Daniel Caesar. Best part. That's my shit.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't have a playlist.
I have a lot of slow song playlists.
What you do?
I'm gonna let Bae choose what song we listening to,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna just go with the vibe.
Is there ever a song that could fuck up the mood?
yes.
Hell yeah.
There gotta be a song that could fuck up the mood, but I will say I'll start with I listen to Tidal. I might be the only person that don't listen to Apple Music
mm-hmm.
or Spotify. I listen to Tidal ever since I got Tidal for free back in the day.
You still have it?
Yeah, I just still have it. So I'll play like one song,
mm-hmm.
and then like I don't know anything, and then I'll just let Tidal. Choose the playlist and I'll
right.
just vibe with
that. I think Sunday morning, like some classics,
yep.
is a good thing. If it's a Sunday morning, that's when you're supposed to listen to like the throwbacks.
Yeah.
you know, and
put on a little DeBarge and just little Tina Marie and just let it rock out.
Yeah, I need a playlist. We used to play Pandora until one day was playing it, and then they cut off the song, and the next song was like
a commercial.
Wake up, everybody! Sleeping.
I would have started laughing, cut the TV on, it's over.
Okay, you ever have a scene with somebody they just start laughing for no reason?
I've started laughing for no reason, but it was because something funny came on the TV, like Martin or something was on. I started busting out laughing when
so
I
so you can't
TV.
Do this.
You can't watch TV.
I wasn't watching it.
I opened my eyes and that nigga was fighting the little, that ain't no puppy. He was fighting that little thing. I started busting out laughing. that'll ruin the vibe.
It's so crazy. I'm going to tell y'all something, right? So I'm having sex one day, right? I was so fucking high. I had to bust out and say, my mama did something.
What?
I swear to Jesus Christ.
I know she was like,
no, it's so crazy because, like, we both let's all laugh. I'm like, hell nah. What am I talking about?
Was she high too?
Nah, it was me.
Oh shit.
I'm like,
what am I talking about?
Nah, my mama got them.
What?
I swear, what the fuck I just say? Like, we getting it in too. I done bust out and say, She on top. I had to bust out. My mama
just,
got them.
This story just getting worse and worse. Worse and worse.
I got. Y'all the only people I told that to. Oh. But the world knows. She probably was like. I was shocked at myself that day.
What was life for you growing up? I know at first you never thought you would be an artist. You never thought you'd be a.
Yeah.
But you know, of course, like there's very few people who are successful at it too. Once you decide to do it, but clearly you have a calling. You know, once people hear your music and they love it, and obviously Yo Gotti, that getting signed and everything like that, that was a huge situation for you. Were there a lot of other people trying to sign you at that time?
No, because I ain't really just, I'm from Louisiana, so I ain't never met no celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Never met no rappers ever. I ain't never seen them.
Wow, so as soon as you met Yo Gotti,
that's when I started seeing everybody that's a celebrity and all that. You feel what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm like, damn. I ain't know that. Because mm-hmm. at first, I used to think like, damn, this shit only for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, I don't feel like nobody else can have that type of life but them. That's what I see growing up.
Yeah.
So, but now it's like, oh, shit, this will go on. But when I got with it, though, it's something genuine, it's something weird. You know what I'm saying? It's like some people be strictly business, some people fuck with you genuine and do business.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned how to keep my feelings away from the business, though.
Oh, that's not an easy thing to do either.
Yeah, because I came in the game.
As much as people say business is not personal, it definitely is.
It definitely is. Because feelings get involved, all kind of shit, because this is something you love doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then if you get to hanging out with a person, you're going to get the feeling like, okay, we got a bond.
Right.
This my friend. This my nigga. This my woo-woo. Yeah. Okay, I'm locked in. We for life. But the whole time, but this shit real life, though. This ain't just no TV shit, no internet shit. Like, no, like... Mm-hmm. Like, y'all right here, right now together. You're like, y'all real deal rocking with each other.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Y'all getting money together. Y'all
been rocking with each other for a long time, Gigi.
And you feel what I'm saying? But it's feelings involved with it.
Yeah.
Real friends, real mm-hmm. sisters. Yeah. That's what type of bond y'all have. Mm-hmm. But it's some people that you meet like that, and they'll turn weird on you out the blue, and you'll be like, damn, it'll make you not want to meet other people.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So it'll make you really close in on yourself. Mm-hmm.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than and perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
I wonder if guys are worse than women when it comes to that.
Yes. Hell yeah.
You think so?
But for women to say, it's really tit for tat. So a woman to be like, nah, because this bitch is out here weird. But niggas, like, niggas will backdoor you fast. Niggas will try to fuck up what you got going. It's a lot, though. So it's really tit for tat.
I think, what do you think, Pam? You think men or women are worse when it comes to how we treat each other in business?
Probably.
Niggas that do
that. But I feel like women, we're more emotional, so we might care a little more. Men be like
cutthroat.
No, I feel like women, like some women be. I'm gonna say this because I always tell my little cousin them this. Another woman know when another woman pressured her. She intimidated. She don't like her. Every time she see her, her nose up. You don't even know this lady. Why are you intimidated? She look better than you. She got more motion than you. She bossed up. She a woman. You a little girl, so it's different. You feel what I'm saying? Females always say, I'm grown. I got my own shit. Okay, one apartment, one no car. What? I mean, it's like that. You feel what I'm saying? But this lady over here got a whole house.
Yeah.
And her, got shit going for her name, and she ain't got to do no whole shit to do it. It's females out here that just move off just because they image. But some women out here that's really bossed up don't got to give a nigga nothing. Like, I ain't, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's different.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that's why women don't rock with certain women. Like, who raised y'all? Like, it's just like niggas. Like,
but some people would say, as a woman, like, you should, if you're gonna do it, you should get something. You know what I mean? And not be afraid to ask. Like, I want this. Like, if I'm fucking with somebody, I need to ask for what I want, and he should be doing. Now, I'm not saying that's me, because y'all know I really be going hard and making money and doing my own thing, but I definitely know women who are like, if he gonna be, you know, coming over here and doing this and I'm having sex with him, he better handle these things for me.
Like, but duh, then you why have not? Men that... Like, why you finna come over here, waste my time, and I could be doing this, but I'm giving you my time. You bring something to the table.
Like, let's say you met somebody and y'all been on like two dates. and she like sends you a picture like, yo, I want this bag. Would you get it?
2 days? Hell nah. Hell nah. 2 days? Nah, baby. Hold up.
What if you smashed?
Nah, I don't need credit hit you on first date. Like, what's up with your mental? Like, I'm at the point. I'm so happy at peace with myself. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not finna stick dick in no female that mental gone. Like, you slow. Like, it's a lot of bad women out here that look good and they slow. You know what I'm saying? They not loyal. They don't got no morals, no nothing. I'm not finna do that.
Right.
And people got bad souls out here. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You sound so unthirsty. I love it. Like,
yeah, I don't play it's
very
shit.
Mature.
He sounds so just, but it also
made me think, like, what have you been through?
I get the game from my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything I want to know about a woman that I don't know, I'm not finna go out there and play grown man. Like, hey, mom,
what's up with this?
You feel what I'm saying? She gonna let me know.
I know that's what are some things that your mom told you when you were like getting older and starting to talk to women? What did she tell you?
Just be a man, stand on business. Like, don't ask a woman for nothing. Let her give. If she want to give, that means she fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
If she don't give, don't surprise you or nothing like you surprise her. It ain't genuine. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever introduce her to women you're dating?
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. But it's like, my mama know though. She was like, nah, son, she don't fit your image. Like, especially not that I'm a celebrity. Like, mm-hmm. you feel what I'm saying? But I don't even let,
Once you signed your deal, what did you do like right after that?
Shit, I called my mama.
My mama got them. That's why
I called my mama, shit, and I told her. She was happy. She was really shocked though, because she was trying to keep me away from the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't get hurt or anything, or you know what I'm saying? But
what did
like,
she want you to do? You think
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, what did she want you to
do? It's the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, she ain't want me in the streets, period. But I ain't never go in
too
the streets.
Late, mom.
Yeah, like you late. I ain't never go. You feel what I'm saying? I went over this way.
Yeah.
Now she's shocked, like, damn, I ain't even know you had this in you.
You know very proud of you though, right?
Like, she's very proud.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. We see this hip hop stuff.
We don't
though.
Even say mom and son no more.
There be some crazy shit happening though. I mean, you know, you being like representing Memphis the way that you do. I was just there too at St.
Jude's. I've never been to Memphis.
Oh. Yeah,
you never been to Memphis.
Mm-mm.
You need to go.
I'm on planes 2-3 times a week. I've never been to Memphis.
You gotta go.
Yeah, you would actually enjoy it. I was there at St. Jude's Hospital, which, by the way, is amazing what they do there. You know, it's completely free, and that is for people with cancer. Mm-hmm. They do all the treatment. They have housing, so your family can come. They have school if you're going to be there for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, they take care of everything. It's an amazing thing that's in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge deal. Yeah. But even like with things that are happening, how does that make you feel about how you move? You know what I'm saying? Because it is like we've seen a lot of things go down.
Yeah. I moved from Memphis 4 years ago.
Yeah. But you don't go back there really?
I go back mm-hmm. only for family though. I don't even let nobody know I'm back. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, I be put up. Like I said, I'm a homebody. I don't go nowhere. I only like to link with people. Like, my vibe, I had this shit at the house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get too much going on.
Right.
Mm. Hating, you don't know who don't like you. You don't know who want to be around, come around nosy and
all that other
plotting. Way. And I ain't got time for that. I'm really for family.
I love that.
Like, that is true, though. But, you know, they always say, more money, more problems.
Yeah. But life is what you make it, though. It's all about you.
Yeah. What did you think you were going to do if this, like, besides before you signed a deal and before all of the music, what did you think you were going to do?
Man, I thought I was just gonna be cutting hair for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. And like just thugging, you feel what I'm saying? But I was gonna run my money up to be a boss. I was gonna do my shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But I ain't know the rap shit. I ain't know about it. So when I got with it and I just focused on it, this is what happened.
And then how old is your daughter now?
4.
4 years old. How did that change your life, having a daughter?
I love her.
Oh, look at your smile. See,
smile. I love her. She changed everything. Like, I don't even care to even be a gangster to other people. Like,
right.
Man, like, I really deal. It can be 20 concerts going on. I'll be at the house.
With your baby.
With my baby. I'm telling, Boogie, want you to come out? I'm straight, bro. My baby in town. She just flew in. My assistant just went got her. I just came, brought her with me. I liked it. Like, I'd rather sit in front of the house, smoke in the car, come in the house, love all on her, watch TV, go back outside, do the same shit, write a song, come back in the house, watch her play around.
She probably be so hyped too every time.
Yeah, she's spoiled as hell. She a diva. I like it though.
Yeah.
I like that though. And she real smart. As long as she's smart, she knows what she want. I'm with it.
How do you get along with her mom? And how was that whole situation?
She cool. Co-parent is real cool.
Did it take a while to get to that, or was it always cool?
It took a real while. It took like 4 years.
Oh wow! So just the whole damn time.
It took like 4 years, but you know, shit, it look bump heads, and but yeah. I'm not with the arguing shit. I don't like arguing. I don't like fighting. I don't do none of that. I'm gonna walk off. So if I be like me, you talking, but you like to fight though. You feel what I'm saying? You like to fight. You like to argue.
Right.
I'm dumping you. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm dumping you.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna find somebody else. And vibe off. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not finna stay here and I don't want this. This not peace.
Right.
You my problem. Right. I gotta have peace, baby. What you doing? Mm-hmm. You the problem, bro. That's all. You know, you ain't gonna leave. All right, say no more. Now I'm just finna go do my own thing. I gave you a chance to leave.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just different. I think it's important, and I love the fact that you've been able now to get to the point where you can co-parent well, because a lot of people come to me and ask me about, like, you know, when they ask for advice, that is something that's really hard for people to be able to do that, to have a child together and be able to get along well enough to be able to have these conversations and be like, okay, she's coming to see you. How did you get to that point? How were you able to do it?
It really took a lot, but like, in like me personally, I just fell back from everything that was going on between us type shit. So like I fuck with my baby mama. I don't disrespect, I don't do nothing. Like we human, you feel what I'm saying? We gotta raise this little girl right here.
Right.
So you not my enemy. So I'm not even finna, feel what I'm saying? Like, so she have a day sometime and I still just let her be.
Right.
Like I don't do shit. Mm-hmm. So I just stay back though. I let her come to me. You feel what I'm saying? I let her however she wanna talk to me, it's cool, I talk.
Because sometimes women want you to fight for the right to see your child. Like,
I'm not doing it. Yeah.
But they want that. They like, you got to fight. Why you not fight?
But I had to realize, like, okay, it was to that point, like, okay, I want to see her this amount of time all because of what we got going.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I don't even care no more. You know what? Mm-hmm. My daughter know I love her. Mm-hmm. I know I love my baby. I see her when I see her.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah. But it's all on you though. Mm. Whatever you calm down, but I ain't gonna knock you. You being a mama, I ain't, but I'm the daddy too though.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not finna.
Well, good thing y'all was able to come to a place where y'all can co-parent healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a healthy co-parenting relationship, because at the end of the day, you know, nobody's feelings are over trumps your daughter's feelings.
Yeah.
Her feelings matter more than what the baby mama feeling, that baby, she matters most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always throw that in the air like it ain't about us, period.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't, fuck us, it ain't about us, period. Like, right. Fuck your feelings and mine. Like, it's about her, how we make her feel.
Absolutely.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So if she want to see, at least let put it in her eyes, like, okay, my mom and dad are good. They don't fight or nothing. She don't need to see this shit. Like, she don't need to see us all.
Yeah, because she at that age where she going to kind of know what's going on,
too. Oh, she knows. She knows. Raya, oh yeah, Raya knows. Raya knows.
She's smart, she get it.
She know her daddy look, too.
She know, like, she know anything wrong with me, anything. Daddy, you okay? You good?
Oh,
she be like, yesterday, she was like, Dad, I took my shoes off downstairs. She was like, Dad, I'm finna take your shoes upstairs. I mean, I'm finna take your shoes upstairs. I'm like, okay. Okay, and she did it. She was like, Daddy, I put them up there. Like, she let me do it. Like she let me know all that. I like that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I noticed you said you was talking about a woman being at peace. And it's like, I find it like a lot of Instagram and what we see on social media, you see all of this toxic. Everybody wants some toxic shit. But when we have conversations with a lot of men, they're looking for the complete opposite.
So what do you think they're looking for?
Who, the toxic or the non-toxic?
Both.
In the toxic situation, I don't know what they're looking
for. I can't figure that out. I feel like they confused. Because motherfuckers, now this generation, they got their own saying of, like, their own meaning of toxic. They don't even know what toxic. Yeah. We can look up toxic
they just
right
that
now.
Word around.
We can look it up toxic right now. They just took their word and ran with it.
But everybody looks toxic, yes. Gaslighting.
Yeah, oh like God. Everybody look dumb as hell if you look up toxic right now and this the real meaning of it. But like that shit ain't got nothing to do with no relationship.
It's only one definition of peace. Like,
has anybody ever called you toxic? I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can tell. All right, but okay. So admittedly, do you feel like at any point you were maybe toxic?
Nah, I don't think men could be toxic. Men could be bipolar. Mm-hmm. I'm bipolar.
Okay. Diagnosed?
I can't be diagnosed. Toxic.
Are you diagnosed by bipolar or you just...
I'm just bipolar.
Yeah.
not on paper.
I'm not crazy bipolar.
Are you Gemini?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Excuse me. Don't be Scorpio worse than Gemini.
Okay, please.
Scorpio man worse than Gemini.
Man, we know
how I feel. Like, man,
What's your sign?
Capricorn.
What's your sign?
He just Gemini. Did that because I did that.
I'm a Gemini too.
You like just and everybody.
Man, Scorpio, I'm like sign? That. Scorpio.
For women.
Gemini.
Say absolutely.
It. Just say it. You don't even know how good they mesh together.
Nah, I don't know. I really don't.
What are things that you look for in a woman?
Her. Be a woman. I can't put no notes to you. That she got to be in you, not on you. So I can't.
But what are some qualities that are important to you? If you had to say, I need this, based on experience.
I love support.
Mm-hmm.
I love my woman to support me. Like, I love it.
Okay.
Anything, I love it. Put your phone down, all attention on my man. Like, I love it.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I do
true.
The same
Everybody's
shit.
Looking at their phone all the time.
Yeah, because you got to look. The phone's fucked up everybody.
Everybody.
You know how you have sex and right after, you
pick
up your phone up.
Ain't nobody calls you nothing.
On Instagram. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at so, Gigi, why you looking
you
like
that?
That?
You do that? You roll over, check that phone real quick. Like, okay.
Like damn, what I miss?
As soon as he nuts, you like.
Yeah, yo,
or you just like, got that urge to look at your phone. Like, to check
yeah,
what I miss.
Like, damn.
Make sure to record. Make sure you turned it off.
Have you ever met a woman through your DMs?
Have I met a woman through my DMs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Ain't last. But because I just know, like, I know
mm-hmm.
I look good to you, you look good to me. I know, yeah, okay, I know, but you don't know me, I don't know you, okay, I know, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that, though. It's like, come on, it's like that. Can't no man say, oh, I met a woman and we together. Ooh. Stop lying, bro. You look good, she look good, it's dead. You finna go to her city, she finna come to your city. Y'all link,
however,
that shit go on. Like, this shit go on, but that was back when I first started, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit, now, it's got scary to me. It's scary. It's scary to me, I ain't gonna lie.
Screenshot that?
Like, because me personally, like, I know, okay, if I like a person, I'm gonna like them. My sex 100% good.
How do you know that?
I'm not finna who.
Who told you?
Man, I don't rap about this.
I don't
rap about this for no reason.
He is
come
Scorpio.
On now. Come on now.
Okay,
I ain't finna rap about this for no reason.
He's a very sexual being.
You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
All my nose up when it comes to
you always
it.
Good at things you like doing.
Nose up.
Not the who.
Can you go more than once?
Yes.
Okay.
Twice?
Yes.
How long should you have sex for? What's the amount
of time? It depends on how long you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then oral first. Always you eat pussy first, right?
Depends.
You gonna say no.
It depends.
I love it.
How nasty are you?
Nasty.
Like, tell me something nasty that you do. That's
man, look, what you do?
I'm asking you. You said like, ask you anything.
Ladies first, though.
Ladies
first. I'm gentlemen. Ladies first.
I didn't say I was nasty. You said you are.
Ah, that's crazy.
That's fat.
She really did not.
Look at the gays right there. Oh,
would
Lord.
You let a girl spit in your mouth?
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, he not nasty.
Nope.
Yeah,
who?
Would you let a girl spit in your mouth?
It got to be my woman.
Okay, so
are you doing the spitting if she asks for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she have to be your woman or are you just going to
She
got to
be my woman.
Would you let her blindfold you?
What? Got to be my woman. your woman got to get the nastiest thing coming out of you. Like, you got to give her your whole...
Everything.
Okay. This is your woman.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job
job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
L-A-S-I-K. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Was there anything a woman tried to do that you said no to ever?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. So you down. Let me ask you this. All right. So
down with.
No, I'm saying whatever a woman wants to
do. I ain't down with whatever.
You said you never said no.
I ain't down with whatever. I ain't down with whatever.
He said he hasn't said no, but he ain't been questioned.
What about, do you like your nipples licked?
Nah, I ain't.
What's
doing
wrong with
that?
That?
I ain't doing none of that. I'm licking it. I'm licking
that's
the nipples.
Very normal.
I'm doing the lick. What? Shit ain't normal.
It is.
What
it's
man you talk to say that?
A lot of men like their nipples.
A girl never licked your nipples?
Man, I ain't licking
a lot
them.
Of,
man,
a
no,
lot
man,
of men
no
like their nipples. Men like that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Pam, like, I
listen.
This is crazy.
You'd be surprised how many men really
yeah.
like
so
it.
So no one's yeah. ever done that to you?
Never tried.
So you don't know if you like it or not?
He wouldn't know if he like it because he would ask for it like Trick Daddy do.
Yeah, Trick Daddy.
I ain't
that.
You out here deprived.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it.
I know a man who can't even orgasm without his nipples being played with.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
he
a
cannot
woman
come.
Doing it. It's not a big deal.
Weird.
Well, so what is something that you do that might be like a little offbeat that you
shit.
Like?
Nothing.
You
basic?
You just said you was
basic.
Okay,
you're
now.
Basic. I'm not basic at all.
Tell us something that's not basic.
He's basic cable over here.
I'm not basic at
all.
I'm not basic at all. But I get
HBO
I get
Disney
down.
Right now.
I
right?
get down.
He get down, but you
do
gotta
no,
be special.
I'm not gonna do no, oh, let her grab my ass, lick your nipples.
Oh,
we're
not, slow down.
I'm not
she
doing
can't
all
grab
this.
Your ass. What
why,
if you
why would she grab my ass?
Because you on top of her and she's trying to pull you in.
Back, baby. Not ass, back, baby. I'm a man.
Grab
respect
the back.
Me.
Oh my God.
I'm a man. Respect me. Grab back, not ass, baby.
First of all,
this gonna make me off top. Like I'm getting up.
Now slow
I'm
down.
Getting I'm getting up, man.
Ladies, y'all like a man's ass though. Like we like a guy with a nice muscular ass. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really.
You know, I'm trying to think.
I like to rub all over.
I like to rub all over too, but
I don't think I'm grabbing.
If anything, I'm gonna wrap my legs around you and like pull you closer like that. But I ain't about to do this. Like,
okay, why you stabbing her? She put her legs around you. It's cool. But then her back, her hands on the back. You feel what I'm saying?
So you'll stop if she do that?
No, I'm not stopping. I know what I'm doing.
Graze your
Because if she pull her legs in, that's when okay, you can't stop. You can't. You got to stop doing that. All
right, now
you got to grind with it. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's different. It's different type of vibes with it. I'm just saying. You got to know how to fuck now.
Now I got to ask you something. I need you to be 100% honest. How often do you use condoms? Because you talk a lot of raw shit.
Yeah, I'm raw with my woman off top.
Okay,
so that's why I talk that raw shit. I'm gonna talk that raw shit. My bitch get that raw every time.
But not random.
When do you say?
Right.
My girl
off top. Bailey, who? Come on, let's go.
What determines when it's time for the condom to come off?
How do you know?
How do you know that it's time?
Yeah.
How do you know that she's worthy of the raw dick?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Not the box is empty.
Because you gotta look at it like
have it with me.
Okay. It's cool to use condoms. I'm gonna go off her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go off her.
Okay.
Cause I beat my dick all day. I don't give a fuck. I ain't that. I'm having fun my whole life. It's women throwing themselves at me every day. That would scare me. So I'm like, nah. I know what's over me. I can get any woman under the sun. I know what's over me. I'm handsome. I'm that nigga. And I'm blessed. And I'm big on God. And I'm on that. I'm on my daddy shit.
And I'm.
You feel me? And I'm, you know, I'm a country, you know, and I'm, you feel me? So it's like, it's cool when it scared me. So once I lock in with this woman right here, I'm gonna go off on her vibe.
Okay.
Cause she, in the back of her head, when she meets you out top, yeah, he got them hoes. He gonna play with me. Ooh, whole time, you gotta prove that shit wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta prove that shit wrong. You got to.
Okay.
Whole time she think you doing you the whole time. You not. Mm. But show her that though. So.
How many scares have you had?
Pregnancy?
Like what? What you
pregnancy
mean?
Pregnancy scares.
Ooh. Ain't a lie. Man.
Wait. Oh.
Because he leave it in. He going to shoot the club up.
Yeah, I was going to with the
we was talking about
but, yeah, but it's like, I ain't going to lie. Like, it's a lot of, man.
Wait.
It's female that. They said they were pregnant by me. I ain't even touched them folk.
Ooh.
They just gave me head and they said they were pregnant.
Mm.
But it's weird women out here like that though.
Mm-hmm.
It's women out here that are real deal, be obsessed with you, swearing they go with you and all this and all that. You ain't never touched this lady.
Mm.
You don't give her no response, none. Even if you did try to give her a good game, whatever. Weird shit go on. Turn off. I can't. That's why I didn't want to do it the first time. So I go with my good feeling. I ain't even finna give her a chance. If she too much want the dick too much.
Something ain't right.
So you don't like women to be too
aggressive. You just want me to nut you all the time. Something ain't right. If my insides don't say pull you closer, you ain't coming closer. I ain't gonna lie, cause you gotta let me go and know what it is. Like, if we fucking out, okay, we just gonna be sneaky links. Okay, it's only amount of time I'm finna go fuck somebody else. Cause you ain't letting me know what we doing. Cause I'm grown enough to admit what we can do. You feel what I'm saying? I'm grown, and you grown, I'm grown. Can't nobody tell us what to do. So we gonna be together, or we gonna be fuck buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But if we fuck buddies. Your contract ain't long, babe.
Oh my God!
Wow. Fuck buddies with or without a condom, though.
With a condom, for sure.
Okay, all right.
Because I don't know what you got going.
Oh,
I
shit.
Fuck buddies.
But
uh-huh.
I don't even.
Got,
but right. keep
the
in mind,
exactly
I don't care. But keep in mind,
somebody.
I don't care to even give you dick because we sneaky links. We fuck buddies. Like right. I don't you care. I don't care to even give you time.
Have you ever fucked somebody and then found out that like one of your boys used to fuck with her? Or is that off limits?
Yeah, this off limits for sure. This off limits for
but
sure.
But shit be happening.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, shit be happening. But it's plenty of females that some of my boys then try to. You feel what I'm saying? I know mm-hmm. y'all charging at me. I know that. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like this. Like saying, okay, you the top hat or your whole team, but you the dude, right? But it's so many females around. You the reason why all these females around. So duh, you gonna be there. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. But nah, I turn them down every time though.
You do?
Hell yeah, for what? You ain't.
Have you had a lot of threesomes?
Nah.
Never had one?
Nah.
Never ever?
Nah.
I told you he don't even come off to me like thirsty like that.
So you don't want to? Threesome don't mean thirsty.
Nah.
You don't want to have a threesome?
Sharing is caring.
That's cool, but nah. My dick too good for that. Nah. I believe you. If we talk this shit, we talking this shit. Nah. Then you don't know what the other person doing. Okay, so if you have a threesome, you want this nigga to put a condom on with this girl, then yes. Take it off with the end?
Yes. That's the rules.
So you want to have a condom on with both of y'all?
You got to switch the condom.
Or you could do it where...
That's too fucking much.
Or the women can mess with each other.
Man, leave that for porn people. Please, leave that for porn people, bro. Please.
You know what? For somebody who's freaky, you got a lot of rules.
So you want me to put a condom on and bend you over. Mm. Okay, then take the condom off. Bend you over. What? I'm not doing both of y'all raw. No. Nah.
You making it not sound that
unappealing.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
So what if you with your woman and she want to have a threesome, y'all? You're not doing
I'm dumping her.
Lord.
How really? The fuck you going to say my man, you sharing your dick? You might well going to let me have them hoes and you be one of my hoes. Right or wrong?
I don't know. Listen,
some women like turning their man up though.
Right, turn them up.
But I don't understand a woman. I don't understand a woman that
Gigi like. Say
I'm on Gigi ass because I don't understand why a woman like to share their man. But you don't want another woman touching your man though.
Now you know why? A lot of times. Don't have a choice. Not don't have a choice. It's like
they got a choice.
But sometimes
they got a choice.
Gigi, go ahead. Say what you want to say, Gigi.
I'm ready.
Some women like to eat pussy. Some women like to be with women. And my favorite sexual activity is a threesome.
Mm-hmm. I knew you been saying.
He knew it. The whole time he knew it.
I just want to do
this. I mean, best of both worlds.
Let's say you was in a relationship and your girl had sex with another girl. Is that cheating or are you okay with that?
That's
if you're not
cheating.
There?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gone.
That's cheating.
Wow.
You gay here. I'm gone.
Like, so what if she used to be with women, but now she's with you because she...
No. I need that pussy fresh for me. I don't need nothing licked on you. None. Like, I don't like that.
Somebody licked on it before you got to it, though.
I rinsed it off. She all for me now. I done rinsed
off.
Are
you sure you the pussy monster?
I'm booed, man. Yeah. I love pussy, y'all. Yeah.
But you're very traditional. I would say you're a very traditional person. Like, you know, from what you're telling us, you don't want to do a threesome. You don't like your nipples played with.
No. Egg get ate. No. None of that.
You want to get your ass ate?
Okay, of course not, Angela.
Man, stop it. I ain't eat no ass. My ass ain't.
You know that man ain't doing nothing when it comes to nobody's booty.
I can't even put
not
my hand
his,
on your butt.
Not a bitch. I mean, you can't even grab his ass, let alone put your tongue up in there.
He put his tongue in there.
But you eat ass, right?
I don't play like this.
So listen.
Oh my God.
You know I kiss how we my talk daughter. About, I don't play like
you know
this.
How we talk about the guys. You know how we talk about the guys that are triable and how we know not to try, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know not to try this nigga.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know that if I try this nigga, I'm probably about to get bopped in my head. Okay? You probably about to bop me. I'm not even going to try. You know who to try and who not to try when it comes to that shit.
His vibe will tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different men.
He's what we call a non-triable.
It's different men out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some niggas you could try. He too open. Like, he too ready for me.
He with it.
He too ready for me. He'll sacrifice everything in his body for me.
Have you ever sent out dick pics?
No.
Get the
man, come lick the dick. I'm finna pull up. I'm finna pull clean up. You trying to what? You ain't finna leak my shit.
Never.
Never. No dick
pics.
Never.
Not even your lady.
Yeah. Have you ever filmed yourself?
Yeah, I showed my lady that dick. I show. You heard me, little boomerang.
A boomerang.
Yeah, I'm a boomerang. That's my lady though.
No. We talking about filming like.
Can we go back to this boomerang? What do you do with your dick in the boomerang? You gotta move it a little.
Nah, yeah, you gotta move that motherfucker. You did boomerang. You know what boomerang? You take a picture. Yeah, move that motherfucker.
I see you talking about some with your dick out.
Move it, man. Move that motherfucker. That motherfucker do this on that motherfucker. Move right. She go like, ooh,
right in deep.
Yeah. He just sitting there. Oh, God,
that is equivalent to bitch, three dick pics.
Bitch, fuck this trip. Bitch, I'm going to go with my man. Yeah, that's you feel
seconds.
Me?
A boomerang 6 seconds
right,
now.
That's equivalent to three dick pics.
My woman, I'm far. I'm traveling around the world. I'm getting money, baby. Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, feel me?
When I see my lady, we making video. We fuck.
Okay,
yeah,
so you will make a video with your lady.
That's my lady.
Okay. Just with his lady.
That's my lady. I'm nasty with my lady on top. Like this.
Can she lick your balls?
Yay, deep. Lick these balls.
Okay. Lick these balls.
Lick
these balls.
Lick that dick or lick the. Yeah.
What about right underneath it?
Nah.
She can't go to the gooch.
Nah.
She can go on accident.
So the lick's
ain't no accident.
She can go on accident.
Ain't no accident. Get your ass up. What you doing?
But this is your
come
lady.
Come on, we ain't finna get. What you doing? Nah, we ain't gonna kill the vibe. Come on, baby, bend up. Would you feel me? Because I'm
like, get
I'm
from kneeling. Back there.
I'm
get from up under there.
Yeah. This gotta go on. This gotta go on. I ain't mad at you, baby. I ain't. No, let's go though. I ain't mad at you.
Do you talk a lot during sex?
Yeah, got to. Gotta talk in the ear.
I can tell.
And my boy's deep and raspy. I gotta talk in the ear. Got to.
What type of shit you be saying?
Gotta talk to her. You gotta talk to her. Like you gotta talk. She knows she want to hear. A woman know what they want to hear when they getting talked to. While they getting fucked good.
What you like hearing, Pam?
I told you.
She got all shy. Look
you
at her.
You say whatever because I'm in the moment.
Like what you like her?
Hey,
you feel it, baby. You feel it.
Hell yeah. Talk shit. As long as you're like, hell yeah, fat bitch. I'm like.
Yeah.
I know. That's my mom killing me. What the fuck you say?
Yeah,
anything other than you nasty bitch. You all that. But you been fat bitch. I'm like.
Yeah, but I don't feel like a man should be like,
nah.
You like that bitch? You got to let her know, like, you my bitch, like, this my shit. Like,
right.
Like she trying to run. No, come here. You feel what I'm saying? Like, talk to her, right. But like, don't be so aggressive. Like, talk to her, like you having a conversation.
Okay.
You
got to
talk to that pussy.
You got to talk to her.
As traditional as you are, what about on her period? Are you going to have sex on her period?
Are you laying down the towel?
No. I ain't big a fan of it. I did it before, but I'm not a fan of it.
Okay, you rather.
Like, I rather, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I rather just.
It's like sticky wet.
I ain't a fan of it. Ain't no wrong with it with my woman, but I ain't a fan of it, though. Like, Bailey, lick the dick, though.
What about squirting? Have you ever made a woman squirt? Do you remember the first time? Did you know what was going on?
Yeah, I knew what was going on. I know it was me.
He liked that. Now this something so finally mean. Something he liked.
I know it's so mine. Look, I know it's so mean. Yeah, I ain't just good at rapping.
He's like, this mouth ain't just for the mic.
Yeah, nah. That's why I talk like that, though. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I talk like that because I know what's up with me in real life.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? That make my woman feel good. I'm talking that shit. I might just say something. Well, we just did. Right. You feel me? The world, like, damn, he talking like this. Whole time I just fucked the shit out of my girl, but I'm talking about it right now, though.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at HighFiveCasino.com.
the hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at High5Casino.com.
High Five Casino.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Lit. How long has it been?
We locked in for life.
Okay. How long has it been so far?
Right.
Locked in. Locked in. Do you look, so when you say locked in for life, does that mean you want to get married?
I ain't big on marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people is though. But some people, different scroll for different folks.
Okay.
But you don't got to be for life just because you don't got to be married.
Yeah, I'm just asking you. Some people want to get married. Some people don't. So for you, that's not a priority for you.
I mean,
what if she's like, it's important to me?
A certain age out here, that I might do it. Right. I might do it, but
you'd be like, I'm washed.
But like I said though, I don't give up though. I don't give up. I ain't finna walk off from. I ain't finna leave my woman for dead. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. If she locked in with me, she locked in with me. But other than that, like if you gonna do what you want to do, and all right, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I ain't tripping. I'm not replaceable though.
Oh God, that's a fact. Do you think that you could go back and fuck any of your exes if you wanted to?
Yeah,
I know I can.
I knew it.
I know I can.
Yeah,
but I mean, shit.
Not that you want to, but you could if you.
So.
Okay.
Blink of eye. Yeah, but.
You know, it's interesting, the marriage thing, because I remember people, and you can always change your mind about it. You know what I'm saying? Gigi used to not want to get married. Then she did. Then she didn't. Right.
So you got married?
No.
I didn't. But you I did? Was engaged.
You was
recently.
Engaged?
Oh.
Yeah. Recently.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
Why it didn't work out?
I wasn't getting what I needed. So I voiced my needs and wants and things that I needed to change.
So you feel like you wasn't getting cherished?
It wasn't that. It was, I felt like, it was, first of all, it was a very short time frame of which everything happened really fast. So, like, he proposed day 3. I got his name tatted day 5. Day 3.
Wait.
65 days later, wait, I was up, like, up, abort geez, mission.
Damn, hold up.
Yeah.
Day 3?
Day 3.
He hit the knee.
Day 3.
Day 3, he got
on
the
knee. He wasn't down
on
one knee. He was in the bed. But, yeah, he proposed.
What?
We were laying down.
Yeah, this generation. Yeah,
this generation. Wow. Get out of here. He's so young. So this generation. Gigi, did you want people to tell you, like, when you have, because everybody was like, you know, some people were like, this is ridiculous. And you were like, no, it's happening. Do you want people to tell you that? Or would you rather we be like, whatever you do, we support it?
No, I want y'all to tell me I'm crazy. Y'all know I'm crazy.
Well, okay.
I'm crazy. Nothing in my life has ever been traditional, not even me coming into this world, right? I have been the most untraditional person. I don't play by anybody else's rules. I live my life to the fullest because tomorrow is not promised. So, and for real, y'all, we talked about this. I call that man's bluff. Don't tell me you want to be with me for the rest of my life because I'm going to say yes. And then now what we doing?
Oh my God.
He like, I hope she don't hear this.
What we doing? So, I mean, I broke it off though. Like once I realized that, you know, it just wasn't really going to work out, I told him that it, you know, yeah. And he keep trying to spin the block, but I ain't going.
Oh, still?
Yeah. But I ain't going.
Sheesh.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I always try to spin.
I don't even want
to
have sex with him. And y'all know I like to fuck. And the sex is good too, but I don't even want to do it.
Yeah, you
because
know,
I feel like at this point we were supposed to get married and be together for life. We ain't about to turn that into no sneaky link fuck friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not doing that. Like, we're not going from being engaged to being fuck buddies. Like, you'll never see this pussy again. Sorry.
Although it was only 3 days.
No, I'm sure.
You sure?
I'm sure. I would have did it already.
You could slow it
how
back
long
down.
How long has it been
since we broke up?
Yeah,
October.
Yeah, that's been a while.
We was only together for 65 days. We've been apart longer than we've been together.
3 days before.
He proposed in 3 days. The entire situation lasted 65 days.
Do you have anybody's name tattooed on you? Like a woman?
Yeah.
Who?
I got his name tattooed. I got it.
My first love and my baby mom.
I just got it finished.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you
got finally it? Finished.
Okay.
Somebody complained.
You covered it up?
Yeah.
So you have your daughter's mother.
You toxic.
And your first love.
For sure.
What if your woman wanted you to cover those up?
I just don't give a fuck.
The tattoos.
And like, I care all at the same time. Yeah.
What if she was like, get rid of those tattoos of like your exes?
It's my body.
Well, you know, maybe she don't want to look at it.
But they don't, like, I'm saying, like.
You got a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but I'm not finna, what the fuck a tattoo gonna do?
I don't know. Would it bother you if you was hitting her from the back and she had somebody's name tattooed on her ass?
I ain't studying that.
Thank
I'm
you.
Looking at this wave.
This nigga said every time I eat your pussy, I gotta look at the name.
Can you
that's
imagine?
Insecure shit. I'm handling my business. I'm not. I don't even know, dude. That ain't my business. Don't tell me nothing. What go on? What happened with, between? I don't care about that, love. I swear to God, that'll turn me off.
Mm-hmm.
Get up with me tomorrow, love. Because you miss him or something. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I really don't know him. Don't care to know him.
John looking at you from the ass.
Yeah,
like
I'm.
What?
When you have a lot of tattoos, like, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And really
you got yours removed.
That's what I'm saying. And tattoos ain't forever. You can remove
them.
Or
when you're not big
you
on them. When you're not big on tattoos, mm-hmm. and you know, like, don't nobody know about this tattoo.
Right. How many tattoos you have?
I can't count, but I don't got a lot though. It's only on both my arms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, would you get another woman's name tattooed on you? Or are you over that?
I'm over it, but it depends. It is what it is, but there's something I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't really big on it though, because I'm really big on is you really staying for life though. Like, because I really mean for life. I really mean it.
Pam, you have your guy's name tattooed on you?
What guy would you be referring to?
Oh my
Angela.
And
Angela. Nah.
Would you?
Yeah.
You give him my name tag?
For this one, like, that's my nigga, though. Like,
yeah.
You my nigga. Like, I fucks with you. Like, when somebody asks about him, I can't even be like, yeah, that's my
nigga. Yeah, I do that.
You would? Okay, see, that's sweet.
I do that. Like, it's just the bun.
Yep.
Like, sometimes the bun be out. Sometimes the bun be way better than the relationship.
Right. Right.
You can't put that together.
Yeah. And that's something that can't be.
Like, you can stop really, y'all can really still, real deal stop fucking and real deal be.
Right.
Like, yeah, you my nigga. Like, I could vent to you. I can't vent to no other female but you.
Yep.
And this the only female gonna feel you. This the only one that's gonna make you feel comfortable to do whatever, however you feel, cheer you back up. That's the female you need to rock with.
Yeah.
I would do it because he earned it. You know
yeah,
what I'm
but
like,
some dudes don't. But some dudes don't deal with women like that because they know what type of nigga they is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't want to hurt this type of female because she real deal fuck with me.
Right.
But. I just got the hold, so I don't want to go over there. I'm just going to go over my problems. Like,
I wonder if you ever get a little more experimental in the bedroom.
What?
Have you ever used toys on your lady? Like,
no.
What about?
Oh, my God.
Toys are a good time.
Huh?
Toys are a good time.
It's cool.
You went, but you would you try
I'm
it?
A good time, too.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not finna. No, like, she do that when she meets me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that ain't got nothing. I kind of lay dick. I ain't come
I
look at
lay
you.
Dick.
Nah, you make a video tour. okay, cool, I'm a jack off the wall, I'm a do that. Mm-hmm. Cause it's the
visual.
Yeah, like I feel my girl. Like I feel me tearing her ass up right now. I feel you, babe. You just made me feel you from a mile away. I feel you.
Okay.
I feel you. Cause when I get to you, your ass. Yeah.
When I get to you, you gonna feel me.
Right? It's like I would only do toys like when I'm by myself. Like if he's there.
You wouldn't do it in the bedroom with somebody.
Because it's no need.
Yeah, no
That's
need.
That's true.
They're just iskra though. Like they're just having fun. Like you want to just do
I'm not
some
saying
shit.
That I need toys, but I
But
I
you would do
them.
It just to
I welcome them in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
The vibes.
But like, you won't get your ass ate, but you'll eat her ass.
No.
Okay, what about anal?
Who?
Are you putting your dick in her ass?
No. Thong.
Your thumb. That's it. Okay. That's something.
That's it.
And it's a starter.
Because you got to look at it.
And the way he did it.
Some guys do too much because they dick slow. Right?
Okay.
Y'all had some slow dick before.
Right.
All y'all.
Why are you looking at
me? Because I had some slow pussy before. Right?
What made it that? Like what?
Like some people be talking their shit and they don't even be hitting on nothing. Mm. Some people really just put you to the test like. You feel what I'm saying? But
what makes it whack? Like, what makes a woman's pussy?
You'll know. We grown. You'll know. It ain't, this ain't what, nah. This ain't, nah, baby.
You ever faked an orgasm?
Hell yeah.
He looked at his watch.
It took you so long, baby. You fell like cardboard down here.
If you got to spit on it?
Let me do that myself. Let me, you feel what I'm saying? If he's already wet, let me go on, spit down the lip. I'm in the vibe right now. I'm tearing you up. I'm doing my shit right now. I'm gonna focus on you. But if I got a spit start.
Not spit start.
Hey, love.
Lord.
You need to play with yourself before I get here. You need to
play with yourself before I get here.
Water, put a little bottle of water on.
I'm not playing with you. I'm still a little spit start.
Gigi's like, Gigi said that's when the threesome come in handy.
I'm saying, hey, this cool. But it's niggas out here like they did dick slow and they do too much.
Would you say you ever been turned out? Like a woman got you like just open?
No.
He has. Because he didn't answer fast enough.
Nah. Honest
Nobody
God,
that you were
really?
Just like
you never
out.
Was like crying like.
Hell no, nah, crying for what?
You never cried over a woman?
When I was young. Okay.
Eighth grade.
You feel me? Sometimes, because I believe in love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe in it.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? But that's when them souls talking. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Like
twin flames.
Soul ties. Like, that's when that shit get to, yeah, okay. You feel what I'm saying? You know, because God, I'm real big on God.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's niggas out here that's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you meet another woman you need a woman that's on her shit like you, big on God and everything, and the vibe just click. Y'all might fuck right then and there.
That's crazy.
It's the vibe.
That's crazy because in she Corinthians verse 17, chapter 9, sentence 6.
Chapter 9.
Oh my God.
Man, she said chapter 9. Said, I said, now wait a minute.
Oh my God. She didn't read the Bible, babe. Jesus.
Pam, you've been with your guy that you don't necessarily. For a minute, do you feel like it was love at first sight?
This is a very compromising question.
She said, what's love?
No,
it wasn't. Okay.
Nah,
did you ever feel it? Love at first sight?
I don't think so. I won't say love at first sight. I just knew that when I met my best friend,
mm-hmm.
I could say that I knew that it was something there that was different from everybody else I met.
Yeah.
You know, to this day, I'd be like, they'd be like, yo, you know, y'all been friends. And I'd be like, yo, that's my nigga. Like, yeah. I literally, like, I fuck with him, you know. And he, in return, he fuck with me back. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got my back on a level that nobody else has ever had it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he keep his foot, everything.
Like,
my biggest,
from 1 to 100.
Biggest supporter. Like, you know, he keep his foot on my comedy neck. Like,
what if he was like, so are we together?
Well, them the type of people that'll fuck the shit out you though.
If he said what?
What if he's like, are we together or what?
It's like that. You can't do nothing but say yeah.
I'll be like,
you already know what's going. You already know what's coming.
I'll be like, say that. Yep.
Like, bring it.
Yep.
Jesus, you believe in love at first sight?
You know the love is genuine. You know the love is genuine. It's true.
Yep.
So that's why you say yeah.
Yep.
I definitely believe in love at first sight.
You do?
Love in 3 days.
Because,
hello?
I mean, hello, but that was love at first night.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, wow. I ain't never heard that one.
But I feel like.
Love at first night.
I feel like men and women, right? When a guy sees a woman and he wants to approach her to get to know her, before he knows her name, before he knows anything about her, he gave her that physical up and down, and he likes the way he looks, and he likes the way she looks, and he would like to know how she feels. And then a woman, if she's going to engage in said situation and give the number or the link so that y'all can possibly see each other at a later date, talk to each other, get to know each other, she gave him that once up and down, was like, oh, I might get him some pussy one day.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we know if we would do at least that.
Yeah.
You can only talk yourself out of it at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Now at that point, either y'all going, you know, y'all gonna see where it go or y'all don't. But you're not about to, when we say no, it's because we looked at you and I'm never ever gonna get that man no pussy. Right. So no, I'm good. I'm
although sometimes that's
but you
who you
can't say
with.
Never though. Yeah.
You sometimes that is who you
can't
end up
say
with.
Never though because.
That's when you, yeah, you can say never. That's you when you say no. That's when you tell that man, I'm okay, baby, or whatever the case may be.
I know a lot of, like me personally, I can't get down on a woman. I don't know how to approach you in no person. You can be the finest woman on earth, and you walk past me, you just gonna walk past me. I just saw you. Mm-hmm. I'm too shy to do that.
You're shy?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That's why I smile a lot. but I'm genuine okay. though, so I'm gonna vibe. But like on some walking up on you, I can't. Oh, hey, red pants. I can't say that shit. I can't walk up on you and. I don't know if you want to be walked up on. Like, I'm not finna, hey, what's up, love? That's your space. That's your peace. I don't know what you got going. So I'm going to let you come to me.
Oh, my gosh. But you don't even like women to be aggressive.
Aggressive?
Like, you said you don't like when women is on it.
No, it's a different thing. Like, once a woman throw themselves at you, strictly like throwing themselves at you, they don't even know you. They don't want to do they just strictly fucking. That's a no.
But you could miss out if you see somebody you would like and don't say nothing and wait for them to come to you.
No, I mean you they gonna feel you.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna feel you. They gonna feel you.
Hear you looking like I see you looking at
like,
me.
Like
she could be shy.
Because you gotta look at it. It's the eye.
The vibe is there.
However y'all speak to each other, however y'all bump into each other, whatever, y'all gonna lock in right then and there. If y'all talk, y'all talk. If y'all lock eyes, okay. When I leave, I'm finna look for this person.
Pam looks like she's feeling it now.
It's real deal though, because you gotta look at it. If you gonna say something to me, we grown. We right here, we don't give a fuck who looking.
I don't think I've ever approached a guy in my life.
It's like that. Okay, you look good. Okay. How you doing? What's your name?
Right.
And they go from there.
I did approach a guy, but it was somebody that I already knew.
I've never like gone up to a guy.
But I definitely was like the one who kicked things off. Like, yeah, so what's up?
See, it's different because you probably get approached all day. All day. You can get approached in your sleep. After you finish this interview, look at your phone, you're going to have 800. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. But when you in a situation where you like, you got to push your personality to the forefront, because your personality got to be seen before your appearance. You know what I'm saying? So for me, a lot of times, you got to see me before you see me. You know what I'm saying?
I think you are so beautiful.
I'm cute. But still.
And you're a comedian. I feel like guys probably approach you at shows afterward all the time, no?
But it's funny because I could see the same guys before I go on stage, and they'd be like, move, bitch. But
then after stage, they're like, hey,
when they get on some groupie shit,
move, bitch.
Yeah.
But then I go on stage, and I perform, and they see me.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the show, they're like, oh, my God, I fucking love you.
Let me tell y'all something.
Now they see me. And it's different. So
when I first started dancing at Magic City and I was 100 pounds in the A cup, I experienced that same thing.
Ooh.
I was the girl that got passed over because I didn't have all of this body. Mm-hmm. And these big dump truck bitches, booty bitches was the ones that they was going, you know, that was what they was going for. Then I would get on stage and then they would either come to the stage and tip and be like, come see me when you get down. Or when I came down, they would be grabbing for me left and right.
Yeah.
Nah, and I had to leave. I had to leave with my talent.
Okay.
When I was 100 pounds in A-cup, I had to leave with my talent up against these big booty bitches.
Exactly. And that's what I literally do have to do all the time. Like, I'll leave with my talent.
It would be my talent. And then they would talk to me and be like, oh, she actually cool as shit. And then that would fall into, okay, now I'm fucking with you. But off rip, when I walk up with no ass and no titties.
Yep. Move, bitch.
I got the move.
And you can have all that. You can have all the ass and titties. If your personality is ugly.
I was 100 pounds, 110 pounds in A cup. And they was move bitching me left and right until I got up on that stage and dropped into that split and did all that crazy shit. And they was like, oh.
They were like, I can see that on my dick. Yeah. Okay.
Bet you can't take no dick like that.
But like I said, when they see that vibe, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to give you a vibe
that you'll never want to let go.
Yep. And Pam is a good time.
Yeah.
Pam, when you go out with Pam, she's going to have a good time.
What you be doing when you go out?
Let's go. I'll show you.
Karaoke, party, dancing. Pam going to dance. She going to do all. Yeah.
I'll be like, whatever it is, but I just like to have fun in it.
Yeah,
enjoy
I love
life.
Having fun, though. Yeah, so I love music, love having fun, and shit like.
All right, but listen, Big Boogie, we so much appreciate you for coming through. We had so much fun with you. New project is coming out, right?
Yeah, 23rd.
23rd. How you feeling?
I'm blessed. I'm finna take the world.
I need to hear this Pussy Monster song. Really?
You got to. You got to.
Tell us what that's about. We need it because we just know what's on it. We only know two songs.
Nah, it's,
Left,
you know
Right,
I mean?
And Wop Wop.
You got to just get on me. Like, see, later on tonight, do what I want y'all to do. Just go on YouTube, just type in Big Boogie, just...
No, I'm talking about off this project.
New project, I'm gangsta.
We talking about the new.
You ain't gonna want to sit down.
We got an exclusive, but for some reason I couldn't get to it. So.
And it wasn't the exclusive? Whole. It wasn't the whole project.
No, they gave us a few songs,
like five songs. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like that now. I'm like that. Y'all gonna feel me?
But we gonna see.
Yeah, I'm like that.
So I live in Atlanta, and I used to bartend at KOD. I was there when you came to KOD that night. It was like a year or so ago.
It was a movie.
It was a bunch of people.
Why are you looking guilty?
No, because I had so many shows.
It was a while ago. It was only a while ago. It was well over a year ago because I don't even work there no more.
All right, so we want you to do something. We're going to make a deal, okay? You either have to have a threesome or eat some ass.
What? You don't need the
one of them at some point to celebrate the new album.
We need you to
at some point do one of those two before the album. It's good luck.
Well, that shit ain't good luck.
If you had to pick, which one would it be?
Now. I ain't picking now.
You act like a threesome is nasty.
It's not, but I'm just.
And eating your girl ass, everything you say, is she my girl?
I ain't eating no ass.
I told you.
I ain't eating up. My girl, no, I ain't eating
you
no ass.
You eating pussy, you right there.
Oh, Gigi.
You got to walk over the bridge.
He said, nah, Gigi.
You got to walk over the bridge.
You right there.
Gigi going to make you do it.
You right
she there. She going to make you do it.
All
she
right,
gonna,
either.
She going to test you.
Either eat ass, threesome, or get your nipples licked. Which one?
What? Mine, look.
Oh, my God.
Man, come on, man. Why would you say the E3?
Look. That's the three you said you wasn't going to know. Your little spit, you
Damn.
My man, she's
I'm talking about the DJ sound though.
I know.
The DJ sound crazy.
I'm just the record on that.
Man, that's crazy. No, so you lick nip?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I don't even see what's the big deal. You should be licking threesomes? All of it. I've never had a threesome.
Oh, why not?
I don't like women.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want two men. So I'm a one-on-one type of person. Yo. But one-on-one, you know, anything could go. So,
anything can go.
Yeah, and you should be the same with your lady.
You trying to make me.
One day.
You
got time.
This girl going to be watching this interview.
She going to be like,
so
no.
You, I'm saying, so you don't got time for a threesome, but you want me to have a time for a threesome?
Well, I'll give you three options.
Okay, you get them three options.
Okay, that's fine. I already said I do that.
She already got the nipples.
I'll get my ass ate, no problem. I lick some nipples.
So
I'm having threesome.
Ooh wee wee.
I would
on accident.
Sure, yeah. I don't think he would want me to. Yeah. I don't think he would want me to. He'd probably be like,
how you know?
Cause I know.
Cause same way we know. The type about of you.
You know how guys are. If you do anything, if you like, if you try to be funny and he walk past you, you'd be like, "Boop." He'd be like, "What the fuck you doing?" Like,
yeah, that, I don't play. Yeah. I don't even tap me on my head. I feel like.
Come on, you don't play basketball.
No.
No.
Football leader.
So you won't even play basketball?
Football leader.
Oh my god.
I'm a thug. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna sit back and just vibe out.
You a thug? I'm a thug, man. Pretty brown eyes.
I'm a thug, man.
What about lacrosse?
I'm a thug, man. I ain't with none of that. I'm a thug, man. I sit back, look good, get money, be a daddy. Goddamn.
All right, well, we had a good time.
She said, "Got it right."
We got to wrap this up.
I'm a thug, man. I'm laid back.
Well, at least we know sometimes he does wrap this up. Okay.
Yeah, I can't, you know.
Sometimes. All right, well, thank you so much for joining. We actually really did have a good time with you.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, so we appreciate you so much. Thank you. And you got to come back afterward after you do one of those things.
Tell us all about that. Tell us all about them nipples.
You almost just got me. No.
Miss Mom, all right, okay.
I was going to say, okay, but no.
All right, thank you. Big Boogie.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.